Ooh, okay, started. So, hey, this is Tyler, and you introduce yourself.
And I am Julie.
And then this is All Cards on Deck, and we have a guest.
Okay, my name is KJ. I'm a men's basketball manager here at Lamar.
Okay, so this episode we're talking about the behind the scenes of sports and what it is to, like, the people that, not just the athletes and the coaches, but the people that, like, bring everything together, managers, trainers, people who do, like, film, those high seasons. Yeah, just the behind the scenes people, because a lot of people don't really know. There's a lot that goes in, like, behind the scenes, all that much, like, it's more than this in it, under than
yeah,
that extra, you know what I mean? So,
So KJ, what? So you're coming from high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
What made you, like, were you a manager?
No,
back in high school.
Actually, in high school, I played every sport: cross country, football, basketball, track. I did everything. I came from a 2A school. We didn't have baseball.
Okay.
I just did all sports, with the exception of powerlifting that a guy could. So, I mean, just getting involved.
So is that, like, would you say that's the reason why you wanted to be the manager here? Or, like, did you even think about playing collegiate, like, college
sports? To be honest,
sports?
It was a dream early on in my high school athletic career. But
mm-hmm.
as I got older and realized, hey, I want to coach, and so I was like, but I don't want to play. I realized, like, my academics kind of, like, took over. I graduated number 2 in my class.
Mm-hmm.
So my academics kind of took over. So I was like, I'm not interested in playing sport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so the head coach here, Coach Price, I've been knowing him for a while. Like, I was a kid when I met him. And so when I came down to help out with camp, going into my senior year in high school, he had kind of brought it up, said, hey, if you come to Lamar, you can be a manager. You just gotta let me know. And it's like, okay. So I came back this past summer and worked camp. He was like, hey, you still want to be a manager? I was like, why not? So mm-hmm. that's how I got in. And I mean, I really want to coach college basketball, and so I feel like this is the best possible route for me without playing to do it.
Because I mean, like, you get to see, like, what the coach does, or
mm-hmm.
like, I guess, like, the behind the scenes as far as, like, recruiting
mm-hmm.
and the process of all that and game strategy and planning. Mm-hmm. But then you also get to see, like, from the player's perspective.
You see it from a different perspective instead of being on the court like I was all my life. Besides, I should have mentioned basketball is my favorite sport, so
yeah.
Coming from a player's perspective all my life, then going straight, like, to the sideline, it's a different speed, of course, coming from high school to college.
Yeah.
But I've learned a lot, and I really enjoy doing it. I wouldn't trade it in for anything. I really enjoy doing this.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the cool.
Mm-hmm. Cool thing.
Back up. So, like, what? Okay, so you season. Y'all are in season.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
Y'all started games.
Yeah, we had our first scrimmage last week.
Okay. So mm-hmm. what does KJ do? So
KJ
he goes.
Yeah.
He.
What does KJ do?
Yeah. What does he do at practice?
When he wakes up.
Okay. So,
oh, we
have
a good game. Well,
okay.
You know, it's like
this
every
is
all
like,
day thing.
It's a daily routine. Like, I get up. Usually my first class starts around like 9-ish, whatever. And then when I get out of class around like 10-ish, depends on what time the guys lift, that either that morning or that prior afternoon after we practice, I go grab what we call lifting loops. They're clothes that they lift in from the Dolphin weight room and everything. And then go get those and go back to the Montaigne Center and either wash the practice clothes if they aren't washed from that day before. And then wash those, wait a few minutes, flip, put them in the dryer. And then start the lifting loops, flip, then put them in the dryer. Just laundry. I do laundry in the morning. And then depending on what time the other managers, I'm one of three of them. There's me, Andrew, and Chris. Depending on what time they get out of class, depends on if I got to set practice up. I usually like to get there an hour before practice, hour 15 minutes before practice, just in case the players want to come in, get dressed, put some shots up or whatever. First thing we do, we get the ball rack. And the ball rack contains many things just besides basketballs. You got dummies that the coaches use in drills. You got slip knots, the little thing that dries their feet. You got the boards that the coaches want that they use when they use when they do 5-on-5 or whatever. Sometimes they'll have like the cones and the little spots we use for drills. They'll have film equipment if we want to film that day. We hadn't been filming the past couple of days. It has like everything that you would need. And then I'll bring the practice clothes out there for practice and all that. And so in practice, we start by, what do we do first? Oh yeah, depending on if coach wants to introduce a new set or whatever, we'll start the clock, and that usually gives coaches the time to when to move on to the next thing. Yeah. And then, so in practice duties, basically, I go with the guards when we could do this thing called post-perimeter shooting. I go with the guards and rebound for them, help Coach Chappelle out with drills and everything. And then for the majority of practice, I have a ball and a towel sitting on the side.
Yeah.
Just waiting on, like, if somebody falls and they're sweaty, wipe the floor up so nobody get hurt. And, like, if a ball gets poked out, instead of, like, going to chase that ball, we'll throw it in and go get that ball there. So, and basically that's all we do. I mean, it's easy when there's three of us.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of work sometimes, but eventually you'll get used to it. So I mean, love it.
Because it's like, it's vital, because if practice ain't set up,
and then it's our fault.
Yeah, like if balls, you got 13 balls instead of 17, or however many, it kind of screws up the, I guess, the flow of practice and how things go. So, like.
We've been criticized a few times
by players.
Players and coaches. Like the other day, Coach Price, we had an issue with the balls and not all the balls got back to practice, and Coach Price came up to me and said, "We gotta get all those balls." And so we eventually found them. I don't know what we found them at, but
trying to steal some.
But I feel that on like
a
level.
Okay, so being that you've listed a bunch of things that you do at practice and things like that, and with you being technically a freshman, not in the class, but this is your first year like on a college campus, correct? So like, how do you manage being at, because it sounds like you just at the gym all the time. So like, how do you manage like basketball, and then you have school, and then your social life? Like, do you get to, and then like if you're trying to go home on a weekend, like how do you manage all of that?
It has been, I've been home once since the semester started, and that's because we had an early practice and nothing else that weekend because coaches were recruiting. So I just say, hey, I'm gonna go home. I hadn't been home but that one time, yeah. But it's really like, once you get yourself into a routine of doing stuff, I mean, it's really easy. You learn how to balance going to class, doing laundry, going to eat, going to practice, and then usually I like to get my work done between class and going to practice, that little 2-hour period or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like from practice, I usually stay up to like midnight. And then sometimes I go out, hang out with my friends or whatever. It's really not that hard to balance that. I mean, it's just when I get there, it's a lot of work. I'm usually there at the Montaigne Center for at least like 4 or 5 hours at a time. It's not anything long. It's just, you know, it's what we do. So.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not hard once you get into a routine and doing your work, turning your work in on time. And it took me a while. It took me like three, 4 weeks. But eventually, once I got into it, it was easy.
Once season starts, like season's a whole different ball game, because like you have games. I don't know how. I think y'all play like twice a week sometimes, like Tuesdays and Saturdays, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I guess the pace is going to pick up. Practices might be like, they might be a little more intense.
Yeah.
The pace. And so, like, do you think that, like, once season starts, like, your schedule's going to change a little bit more?
See, his schedule has already changed. Like, my schedule has, like, changed twice. Like, I came in June. I started in June. With camp, I started the first week of our camp, and you know, camp was a hard week to start for me because you had camp and then you had basketball duties every day for 3 weeks straight. And we had first camp, elite camp, and then second camp. And so like in the summer, practices would go like 45 minutes ish. So I was like, oh, this is about to be a breeze. And then once camp ended and everything, I think in the summer, our longest practice was like 1 hour, 30 minutes maybe. And
is that because NCAA rules?
I don't know. I don't know any of those rules yet. I'm trying to learn them.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. But once, like, and then when we came for, like, the beginning of the semester, it was a little practice. It wasn't bad. We were still doing our individual workouts and team workouts, usually about, like, same hour, 30 mm-hmm. minutes, 2 hours. And then once the practice started, then we're here from, like, 2:30 to 5 to 7:30, almost 8 o'clock, just practice. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like once, especially when we're deep in conference season, it's probably gonna be a little more than that. And so I'm just taking it however it comes to me. I mean, I'm trying to get building a routine around it.
Yeah,
like basically been there, you've seen things, like not trying to get you in trouble in the lens, or whatever. Basically, like you said, the schedule's changed times, so basically just like, how do y'all think the season's gonna go so far?
We have a real good outlook on the season. By going to Southern last week, it was a close scrimmage, so I guess he didn't want anybody to know about it. Mm-hmm. Going to Southern last week, it showed us some good things, showed us some things we need to work on. I'm not going to say bad things, but things we need to work on. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I feel like we got some competitors on our team. We got size, we got quickness, we have shooters, we have competitors who love the game of basketball and like to compete. So I feel like that even if we don't win conference, which I'm banking on us winning conference this year, mm-hmm. we should be pretty close, like second to third. Like, I'm banking on us winning conference this year.
I mean, in years past, we've been good.
Yeah, we've been
and,
really
like,
good.
The new addition, like, that I've seen and, like, yeah. I've heard of are coming from, like, good schools.
Yeah, we had four transfers that had to sit out last year. Well, I wasn't here, but I was still kind of involved, trying to be involved. Mm-hmm. We have four transfers that had to sit out last year. They're really good transfers. I feel like if they wouldn't have sat out, if they couldn't, well, based on NCAA rules, you know, you got to sit out.
Yeah.
But, like, if they wouldn't have sat out, we probably made it to the big tournament, the NCAA. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, but since they had to sit out, just make their love for the game even more, coming in to Lamar, and it's four guys, and real, real good guys at that. So, I really love our outlook. I really love our competitive nature, and I really love the way the energy and practice that we see. You know, I want to be a coach, so I'm all over the floor, like trying to find, like trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, so, because you have to observe everything. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just you ain't looking at like, the one; you're looking at the one through five.
Yeah,
yeah.
I watch a lot of film. The film that they send us, I watch a lot of that. Just because I love basketball. So, like, why would I not do it trying to be a coach? Why would I not? So, I love it.
Does Coach Price, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does he ever ask you, like your opinion, like, what you think? Because I know they meet, like, coaches meet, like, they have their meetings and stuff. And, like, have they ever, like, you know, called you in and, like, what do you think?
I don't think I'm on that level yet. But, like, there's a few times, like, I stand by Coach Price at practice. I usually, like, if that side's our scores table, I'll stand on the other side by the coaches, just so, like, when the other managers are there, we'll spread out, so we won't be in one. So I chose to stand over there by Coach Price and Coach Dumars and all the other coaches. Every once in a while, he'll whisper something to me, and then I'll say something back to him. Coach Dumars will come up to me and say something. But it's not nothing, like, real. Like, what do you think we should do here and here? Like, I don't think I'm on that level yet. I feel like if he asked me that, I feel confident in answering. But then there's another thing where I feel like...
Like, if you say the wrong thing,
I don't want to get kicked out.
You can't stand by me no more.
You'll tell me to go home or something.
Yeah. So, you say you want to be a coach?
Yeah.
So, like... You're, like, already, like, at that, you're at the sideline level. Like, you get in all that type of, like, you know, those in.
Like, you already got your foot.
Yeah, you already got your foot in the door, basically.
Someone. Yeah.
So, like, what exactly, so you say you want to do college
basketball. I want to do college basketball, men's or women's. But if I have to step down to the high school level, I mean, which is not bad at all, I would want to do basketball. Yeah. I still want to do basketball.
You can make a good platform in high school basketball.
Like, basketball and cross country or basketball and track, something like that. The only thing, I mean, I like football. I don't have a problem with football. I play football. But I don't know, like, in football, I only knew what I needed to do.
Yeah, not what the rest of the players need to do.
I played running back this one game, and coach was like, you got to come off that tackle's butt when he goes to that one technique or whatever. I was like, just tell me where I need to run, and I'm going to do my best to do it.
Yeah.
And he was like, but basketball, like, 1 through 5, and I know all that. Like, I really, I've been playing basketball since I was this tall, so I really do. I love it, and that is my goal, to make it to the college level, to be a head coach one day. That is my main goal right now.
So what's your major exact
goal? Kinesiology.
I was like, if you're trying to be a coach, it's either knees or like exercise science.
It's kinesiology, and then I'm a minor in biology. So if I need to coach in high school, I can teach biology.
Yeah,
see
the win-win.
Yeah, that's like how everybody was. Like, I was a manager in high school, but I was also like a trainer, so I got like both of those. But it was kind of just, I never wanted to be a coach, but I like sports, and I like the end, like. If I needed to, I'd be like, nah, that's not going to work type situation.
And at first, I didn't want to be a coach at all. Like, I felt like it's like this one thing where you know you want to do something, but you don't want to do it because you want to do another thing. For a long time, I wanted to be a police officer. For a long time,
really?
I wanted to be a state trooper or a sheriff officer in some city.
He's a dreamer.
Yeah. I wanted to. But, like, I will always, like, still love the game of basketball. Still, like, help my teammates what to do. I still show everybody my love for basketball. And then, so I was like, and so when I saw that the job was actually pretty dangerous, I kind of, like, I was like, I'll stick to coaching. I mean,
yeah.
And the impact that my coaches had on my life in high school really made me want to impact somebody else's life. So that's the main reason why I want to do that.
So... So now that we know about KG, right? We know that he loves basketball.
Yes, wants to be a coach.
Who is your favorite basketball player?
All time favorite basketball player. If I were to, I have two. I have two.
Oh, okay.
Kevin Durant, Kevin Durant is because I started liking the Thunder in 2012 when they went to the finals against the Heat. And that's when my favorite team is OKC. It's always been OKC.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my second favorite basketball player, she's the one, Tina Thompson.
Yes.
I really, really just found out about her a few years ago. I didn't know she was that successful when she had coached for Texas. She was the associate head coach for Texas women's basketball. And then so that's when I kind of started following her. Because I used to go to all Baylor women's basketball games. I'm from Waco.
Brittany.
Oh, yeah.
My girl Brittany. That's my girl.
I get season tickets every year and sit right behind the bench. And I love, and then when Texas came to play, and it was a big old tall black woman that we always come talk to the round. I'm like, who that is? And then so I looked up Texas roster.
Yeah,
I said Tina Thompson. So I looked up Tina Thompson. I was like, this lady is famous. So I looked at some of her highlights. She's not bad. And now I'm a big fan of her. And then when she got the head coaching job at Virginia, she's the head women's coach at Virginia now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, she has always been, ever since I found that out about her, she has always been one of my favorite basketball players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about coach? Who's your favorite coach? And this one, I'm gonna judge you on this. There's a lot of greats, but like your favorite
NBA.
Coach on both levels.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do on the college level and then on the NBA level.
Okay, thank you.
Because that's
women's
or
men's.
Yeah.
Okay. I have like four in the men. Well,
you better
in college,
have one of my four in
okay. My first all time favorite coach, I would say Kim Mulkey. She is my first all-time favorite coach because, I mean, I've watched her since I was, like...
Yeah.
My second, I'm not trying to be biased, but since I've been knowing Coach Price has been up there. I've been knowing Coach Price for...
Brown
my
points.
Second...
shout out Coach Price.
Avery Johnson.
Okay.
He's one of them. He used to coach in the NBA, but now he coaches at Alabama.
Okay. you have one more, and that's
gonna be the one that I'm waiting for you. I feel like if you say it, I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, but my last one, Shaka Smart, Texas men's basketball head coach.
I had a feeling.
What?
Texas women's men's basketball head coach. Because his coaching style, he's up tempo, he's hype.
That's
I'm
true.
Like that. I'm that up tempo, hype, fast paced, hyper person, and it's so fun to watch him coach because yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. and so thing like I like his defenses. His defenses mm-hmm. is go intense pressure now.
Yeah,
and I like that.
So what about like the Coach K's and the Roy Williams?
I like Roy Williams. I like Coach K.
Uh huh.
But I never studied their techniques, mm-hmm. and I feel like they were too broad because. I mean, look who we're talking about. Coach K, Roy Williams, who else? Coach Cal is one of them. Coach Izzo is one of them. I mean, they're good coaches, but I never, like, studied there because I feel like everybody studies them. And that's nobody's – and their defenses are so general that everybody does it. So And then when you got over here, Shaka Smart and Avery Johnson, I mean, I mm-hmm. love studying their techniques and everything. Yeah. All right, on the professional level.
Ooh, this one too.
This is all right. Okay, Professor Steve Kerr is one of them. Yeah. Steve Kerr. Let's see. I would say Alvin Gentry, of New Orleans Pelicans head coach. He's one of my. And for some reason, Earl Watson is one of my favorite coaches. He was the head coach for the Suns for a while before he got fired. And I mean, yeah, he got fired.
Before he got fired.
Yeah, he got fired. He was a great coach. I don't know why they fired him. He started off 0-3. Like, who doesn't start off 0-3? And one more. I really like what's that man's name? Billy Donovan.
Okay.
The Thunder head coach. I really like Billy Donovan. He's real, and he's not one of those guys that okay, just play. He mm-hmm. actually breaks it down, and like for you to have a person like Russell Westbrook on your team, you gotta have some respect for you to actually go out there and say, hey, we need to run this instead of you doing your own thing, and that's what I like about him.
Okay,
yeah, he's real. He's
different.
What do you think?
I was thinking like the Greg Popovich, Doc Rivers, like.
See, I like Pop too know. Funny for me though.
Yeah,
Pop too funny. Doc Rivers. I don't know.
I like.
I never thought about him.
I followed him when he was like 08, 07, 08 Celtics. Yeah, Celtics. Like that was my team. But I'm not gonna talk about that. But yeah, that's when I really like. Now I'm not too.
There's a lot of people. What? People say a lot of negative things about him. Like before, like DeAndre Jordan said a lot of negative things mm-hmm. about him when he left the Clippers. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with Doc. I like Doc. I like the way he coaches and the way he challenges those guys. But I just really never thought about him until you said it.
Yeah,
I mean,
Doc
Rivers.
Yeah,
those are all your questions.
Yep,
just basic, you know. We already hit bases. I think
I know what I was going to ask him. So, okay. If you could go back, right? If you can go back, let's just do 5 years.
Okay, 5 years. What grade was that?
Let's just think. 5 years ago.
Eighth grade.
Yeah, I'm 18. Yeah. You're 18?
Yeah, I'm 18.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Then I was a fresh.
Okay, yeah, so 5 years. If you can go back 5 years, and change one thing, what would it be and why?
All right, 5 years and
change. It could be basketball related, athletic related. You're in eighth grade.
Yeah, I was in eighth grade.
Oh my God.
That was a freshman.
If I had to go back, I really don't.
It's okay.
I really don't know. Let's see.
Oh yeah, she asking all these questions.
Oh no, it's all good. Let's see. If I have to go back 5 years, I really don't know.
Life was good.
I mean, I guess I really can't remember what I did in eighth grade though. Like, I mean, I don't know. Now, if you just said, like, a couple years ago.
Your freshman year of high school.
Freshman year in high school.
What's the difference between
eighth freshman grade? Freshman year is more in the head. Like, I can be what I want to be freshman year.
Freshman year. I was trying to be extra. We'll do freshman year.
Freshman year, I would change. I would change the way I thought about, I don't want to say I took it for granted, but I didn't make it a priority, but like, because now that my sports season is over, like, mm-hmm. my sports career is over, I see, like, oh man, I could have went back and, like, had a different mentality about this. Like, freshman year, I was on varsity everything, because... Mm-hmm. I mean, football, we only had one team, but basketball, he put me on varsity basketball. And I really kind of never, I say I'm a freshman, so I really don't have to work to do anything.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I wish I would have changed that mentality, because I could have been way better than I was and continue to be way better than, like, in high school, like, throughout my high school career, instead of having that mentality my freshman year saying, oh, man, I'm just a freshman off varsity. I'm not getting playing time. I don't get, like, 2 minutes a night.
Who am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would go back and change my tally and actually compete in practice instead of just, like, right? just going through the motions.
I think mine's the same thing. Because, mm-hmm. like, I kind of, like, half did a lot of things in practice.
That's the one.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, there's another word, but I can't. I can't say that. But, yeah, so, like, I wish that I would have, like, perform the way I would the game in practice.
Yeah.
I feel that. Yeah. Because I played basketball in high school, but I was like, I played it because, like, my dad wanted me to play. So it was kind of just like, I played it and I was like, good, but I didn't like it. Like, it was just like, I don't want to do this no more. So it wasn't like, I wasn't really given 100, even though, like, I could, but I didn't want to. It's kind of those.
See, now that we talk about it, I thought about another thing. If I didn't run track my freshman sophomore year in high school, I started my junior year. Mm-hmm. If I would have ran track my freshman sophomore year, we could have been to state these past 2 years instead of just stopping at regionals. Because I didn't think I was fast until, like, my junior year in high school, and then coach was like, "You're fast. You come run track." And I mean, we made it to regionals both years. And so, like, if I would have done this freshman and sophomore year, I mean, this could have been way better than just regional. So, like, that's another thing I would change.
Did you find your niche? Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, what is it exactly I want to do?
Yeah.
Because, like, maybe that's a good time. High school is a good time to, like, I was keen on being an athletic trainer. I was like, kinesiology. I would be like, oh, I'm working for a high school game. I was like, I'm going to be head athletic trainer.
Yeah.
And then after, like, actually doing it, like, I was president. I was like, I'm going to do this. And then I was like, never mind. Like, I don't really think this is where I want to go. And that was, like, a big career change from, like, kinesiology to communication. It was kind of just like,
And communication's not bad either. I have a few friends that's going in communication. So They want to be, like, radio show hosts and stuff like that.
Yeah, I will say though that like stuff that you, because we right now we're working with like sports media, Lamar sports media and things like that. So right now we're on the sidelines at football games and kind of just doing all that. And like what you're doing, I think it's a vital part of just like sports in general, because everyone just looks at, like, they see the production. That's all they see. But
they don't see
the background, the
ins and outs. Getting that production.
They don't see the process. They see the product.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think, like, a lot of people don't want to go into this industry because, like, it's very time. You spend 12 to 18 hours a day. Like,
you don't really get the credentials for it. Like, you don't get the credit. Like, people love the product and they're like, oh, well, that looks cool. But it's like, blood, sweat that I put in months and out.
The hours are long. Like, we made a day trip coming from Baton, going back and forth to Baton Rouge. And so we got back like almost 10 o'clock, and like it's a full time thing. Like, you see me checking my phone. It's our other managers and director of basketball operations texting back, "Hey, can we get this set up?" Because we have our video shoot today later on. And so it's like, "Hey, can we get this set up? Can we collect these warm up suits? Can we do this?" You see, I have to constantly keep my phone like on me because if I don't, I will miss something and I will get griped.
Like, get on the line. For who? KJ.
Get on,
like,
the line.
And that's what I don't want to hear. Like, he'll make us like either on the line or get up on them. You know how the Montana
Wait,
did.
Yeah.
No, not
oh,
no,
I was
no,
like,
no, no,
you,
no, no, no,
who are you making y'all run?
No.
That's some great
Look, Mr. Price.
See, but I'd rather run than get yelled at by Coach Price. Cause Bryce, oh, it hurts my soul.
Really?
Hurts my.
I've only seen him smile, so I don't know.
It hurts my soul to get yelled, but really to get yelled at by anybody, and get not criticized, but like get like griped at by anybody. Like I told my mom, you rather hit me. I'd rather you hit me than actually yell at me. Like, wow. Because once you get hit, it's over.
Yeah.
But once you yell at you, like, you keep on dragging it on. Oh, now they're throwing slugs at you. Now they're doing this. Like, stop.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard it from, like, players? Like, have they ever told you anything?
Oh, yeah. I see it in practice every day.
Like, but they be telling you stuff, like...
Yeah, they're Coach Bryce, he's a nice guy. He likes order, though. Like, he's one of my role models. But who doesn't like order? He likes order. He likes stuff to be done right the first time. So he wants to repeat himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, this is one thing. And, like, in the summer, I thought he yelled. But, like, when it came to season.
It's a whole
different. Yeah, it's a whole different.
One season, like.
It's like they turn the light switch on.
Mm-hmm.
In games, when that suit comes off or when that tag starts, it's over. It's over.
And we all have to wear suits, so.
Oh, yeah.
Man, but
I was gonna say something after that. I
don't
know. You just edited it. I edited it. I'll figure it out. But shoot. It was good.
Wow.
I need a little person to write my stuff down. But I think that's pretty much.
Oh, question. Are y'all the ones that control like the Instagram page for Lamar Athletics?
Yeah.
I figured. I saw y'all one day, like, was it homecoming? And I saw y'all walking around on the sidelines, everything, and like.
And you were like, oh.
Yeah, and saw y'all like doing that. So I was like, okay. And so I see the Lamar. Okay. I saw the Lamar Athletics deal, like, it was like halftime or something. So I was like, that was them.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if you want this on there or not. But what I'm about, like, no, like, it's not bad, but
it don't matter.
Whatever.
Yeah, like, the only person gonna listen to it, y'all. To be totally honest, like, who got Anchor?
I'm sick.
It's just gonna be
I'm kind of like you in a sense. Like, my dad's coach.
Yeah.
So I've been around sports my entire life.
Yeah.
And I didn't play, like, I'm obviously not playing collegiately.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can't not be around sports, like, it's just in me. So like, I wanted to know how I could get involved, especially like on this level, being that Lamar's a D1 school.
Oh yeah.
So we emailed the person in charge of marketing and promoting, and we're like, look, we're interested, we want to help. Turns out he needed people to like do what we're doing. And I think it's a perfect, like, opportunity.
Isn't that Zach?
Zach,
that's what I figured. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I went to school in Austin, and they have a ATX fan stand, basically, which I was doing, and it's really just, you know, getting up to date. But it's like sports, but also like, oh, this is what they're doing, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like what I've realized, like, since being here, compared to like schools that like friends are going to.
Yeah.
No one really. No one really hypes it up.
Yeah.
Which I've noticed, which I'm like kind of where I want to be, like.
Yeah.
With the fan stand I did in Austin, it was more of like, oh, like, we're giving out shirts, we're giving out these.
Yeah.
And I came here last year, and like basketball, that's what I'm like, it don't matter, but I'm going to say it anyway. Basketball, you know, that brings like, because football just came back recently, like a few years ago. Basketball was like, that brung in the money, you know what I mean? So, like, I look at it in, like, a marketing part. Oh, like, why do you not hype up what's going to bring in, like, money? Which is, like, I don't see everybody hyping up basketball. Like, schools that I've, like, I have a friend who goes to, she goes to a JUCO, but, like, when basketball season starts, like, that's a whole homecoming, they're, like, basketball, they get ready, like, oh, they have, like, meet the player things.
Like,
they
know what, things, like, what surprised me? Because I just transferred here from A&M Kingsville.
Okay.
And I had asked her, I was like, okay, a new season was already coming up. It was October. So I was like, y'all don't do, like, Midnight Madness? And she's like...
And see, we had talked about that. Me, it was some of us and our director of media, James Dixon.
I told you.
Yeah. He had said something about Midnight Madness. He really never went into depth with it, but like we were talking about it, and I was like, yeah, because this is how I got it off. So, and I think it was 2K16. 2K, the 2K16, 2K17, it was like you could pick the college.
Oh, yes.
And you could do the and it was the Midnight Madness thing. Yeah. So I was like, that's kind of cool. Like, we should do that. And so, I thought it was a really good idea. And then when James brought it up, we were all kind of talking about it, but never like, nobody really like acted on it.
Yeah.
And like, we got this thing on November 1st at 7. It's the open practice, intra squad scrimmage or whatever. I think that might be it. I don't know if it's it or not, but I mean,
yeah.
But
yeah.
It's at 7 though. It's not at midnight.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The only thing.
I was like, if I'm coming in like no shade to Lamar.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm coming from a D2 school.
Yeah.
And we made Midnight Madness like that was a thing.
That was a thing. Yeah.
People showed up. Everyone was there.
And that's
kind of like.
And that's another thing. I was talking to somebody the other day. I was like, when the students get involved, that's when you see more. You see more people coming in and all that.
Yeah.
So I was like, you get the students involved with it, it's just going to be that much more fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you want to show out for
stuff.
Yeah.
You
want to dunk
the ball.
You don't
want
to
play
for,
like, just the coach. I've seen them all the time.
Yeah,
you don't want to play for,
you don't
want
to play for, like, people that live up the street. You want to play for the whole city of Beaumont.
Like, everybody wants to come through.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's something that could happen. Because I know, like, I was talking to Bree, she's part of like the marketing,
mm-hmm.
and she was saying like, oh, if that's something like you want to talk to somebody about, like talk to them, because before football, like basketball, like people would fill it out, like whole Montaigne Center would be just like filled with people, and I was like, we can get that to happen again. I mean, like, we're not that, like, we can do that, we can have those type of situations. I feel like people, even if you don't like basketball, people show out because
it's like an exciting thing, and that's what kind of brings people, like the atmosphere. Like, I went to a game at the Frank Irwin Center, Texas, and I tell you, that is a tough place to play. If you were like, especially like for Baylor, coming in to play at Texas, that's a tough place to play. And that, in the whole time, you got fans on their feet screaming, doing all this other stuff, fan chants. You got the same thing going on in Duke and North Carolina and everything. I was like, why can't we have that Lamar versus McNeese or something?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, yeah, like, we're rivals too.
Exactly. We're rivals.
We're rivals too. So.
I mean, like, it's just getting people out here. And I think that's just on Lamar's point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, complete shade on Lamar. Like, Lamar doesn't have, like, good team spirit, which I've seen.
I mean,
it's there, but it could be
better. Yeah. I was like, I've seen good, especially like no shade to the football team. I've seen it, like, even when especially like when they had that little stint where they didn't win any games. What was it, like, what, 3-game stint, or something like that? You still had people coming out, which showed people still had support for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, even that's like, and even like with basketball and everything, like, I think we have a pretty good chance of like doing something.
Yeah.
And for us to I appreciate the support that we have now, but like for the people that especially like, I'm criticize more the students now.
Yeah.
Like, you're right here.
Exactly.
Like,
you're paying for it.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's already paid for it. To show
so you might as well
walk through the
door.
You complain that you're in your dorm bored.
Yeah.
We have a game tonight at like 6. Like, come on, come show up.
And like, last year, like, again, I'm like a big basketball fan. I watch basketball all the time. So I went to MAB, and also on me, like, I messed up, but I went to maybe like 3 games, and I went with like a few friends.
Yeah.
But just the whole atmosphere, and coming from when like my dad worked at the Frank Irwin Center, so I always went to like Texas, UT games, and those games were like hype, like
very
this
hype.
Is what I need. So I'm like, okay, Lamar, D1, like, I know about the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
My dad follows us. He's like, I heard they might be doing this. So I'm like, okay, everybody's gonna show up, and literally like maybe the only people that like showing out are the band, and I'm just like. Everybody could come, like, it's nothing going on.
And that,
it's
and
hot,
that,
like, just come inside.
It just come. I think it just comes from the fact that, you know, I'm used to Baylor. I used to go to every Baylor home game.
Yeah.
And I'm used to that big fan turnout and all that. And so, I mean, coming to Lamar, I love Lamar. Don't get me wrong. I love Lamar. I love what I do here. I love our program and everything. I love the coaches and players and whoever else works in our department. I love them to death. But I think that's just me coming from a bigger city with more people and everything. I mean, and like you got Baylor girls going like to the Elite Eight every year, so you're gonna have that fan, and we're on that level. I mean, we just got to get there first.
Yeah,
we're on that level, so I feel like that once we see people see us winning and doing successful things, which I'm banking on doing us doing this year. I really am banking on us winning a lot of games this year. That'll bring more people support. Yeah. That means more money for athletic program and everything. So I mean, I'm not tripping about it. I mean, either way, we still gonna play. Either way, like if they show up or not, we still gonna play.
I had that conversation with Julie before. It's kind of like, yeah, the team, like they practice and they play, but like on our part, fan parts, like you do put a lot into like how they do play
and see. I like to show my support to other sports. Like, I've been to every home. The only home football game I haven't been to was the one this past week because we were in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
I've been to every home volleyball game, every home football game. I like to show my support. I even went to a couple of soccer games. I don't know anything about soccer. I just went. I just went to show my support because I feel like once you go show your support, people show your support. And then when you rep the brand, the Lamar basketball, you'll see, oh, Lamar basketball's here.
Yeah.
Why don't let's go show our support November 6th.
Yeah.
When they have their first game.
Yeah.
And I think it's just all big old network people. Yeah. Like, basketball's at volleyball goes secret. Like, everybody just kumbaya basketball table. Let's just have a nice time.
Especially like with the women's, like they hadn't lost a game at home in 2 years.
And women go hard. Like I'm surprised no one really shows up to a women's game. Like
I was
they're
like,
hype.
They won conference this year. You
gotta
go
win Southland
Conference. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They won South and went to the NIT WNIT last year. I mean, that's not bad. Like they played against TCU.
Yeah.
They're in a great position to do something successful this year. They got a really good team. And
just
so,
go to all the basketball games, go to volleyball games, like, let's go show out. Yeah, bring pom pom
first. Yeah, so I mean, I just like to show my sport because I feel like you go and you represent who you're here for. I mean, I feel like that they'll show you support for you. So.
Yeah, and everybody so get on KJ level.
Exactly. It's all good.
Yeah. Well,
do
you have any more questions? I do have more questions. Look at us, we did a podcast.
Wait, no.
Okay, you got to know. Okay, I'm editing. Oh, that's for too many.